Is our business.
Community Radio, WINY.
Remember When on WINY is brought to you by Dick Loomis and the gang at Loomis Real Estate, 25 Providence Street, Putnam. Call 928-7991.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Way back.
Way back.
Way back.
Back into time. Remember When on the radio for Friday morning. Hello, Pete Regas.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Jeff Busquets.
Good morning, Gary.
And live from Stuttgart, Germany, on the telephone this morning, good morning, Brigadier General Mark Scraba.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And, Mark, our condolences to you and the Scraba family. We were sad to hear the news of the loss of your dad. And we use the word legend, I think. And in this particular case, I think it's understated. The guy, truly a legend here in northeastern Connecticut, Stanley Scraba, who sadly passed this week. Mark, some thoughts about dad to kick off our show this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting us. I was making some notes this morning, and my earliest recollection of how influential Dad was, during the 70s and the 80s, it seemed like our living room was the annex for the town hall, the state capitol, the military department, and a plethora of VIPs who would just come in and throughout the house. During the week, typically at cocktail hour, I have to admit. But within the community, just for people to be able to relate to, okay, so what did he do that we can relate to? I was thinking this morning, things that he shaped or was the catalyst behind or visionary behind, and no insult to anybody who also shared the same vision, but the athletic fields on School Street, the addition of the high school, Putnam High School in the 70s. He was the force behind the construction of where the middle school is. And then he had a vision for where the National Guard Armory is, and he had a vision for turning that whole area into a multi-purpose use for the community, including the athletic fields that I think eventually were built where the old barn fire used to be. In his role as a police commissioner, was definitely at the forefront of making the Putnam Police Department a very professional police department.
Now, how about inspiration for you as his son? How did your dad inspire you?
Well, it was probably the way that he reached people. I mean, he touched literally thousands of people in a positive manner, especially young people, and of course many soldiers as a military leader, and to truly see that up close was inspiring and obviously a model for any leader to use.
As a child growing up, what was it like to, you must have been aware that, you it's your dad, and you want all the attention you can possibly get, but you and your siblings, you're sharing your father with so many people because he's such a VIP in the community and he wears so many hats. What was that like?
Well, we caught a couple breaks from the police. Nothing serious, just some minor traffic violations. So it worked that way. You always had the spotlight on it. But through it all, you also got the opportunity to meet just a lot of great people within the community. One of the things that he always reminded us was, never forget where you came from.
Yeah, good. That's good advice. That's all.
He loved the town of Putnam a lot, and he definitely gave all that he had to the town when he could. He was also a trailblazer too socially. You got to think of the period that he served. He was a catalyst for advancing women in the military. He had the highest regard for leaders like Charlotte McCullough, Rose Bove LaRose, Mother Teresa, Governor Grasso, for who he served as a military aide to her. He was a change, what we would call in modern day vernacular, he was a change agent.
Yep. Good stuff. I want to thank you so much for kicking off our show this morning, and we invite your phone calls at 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. Please call. We'd love to hear your memories of Stanley Scrabe here today, and kicking it off with Brigadier General Mark Scrabe calling in this morning from Stuttgart, Germany. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be a part of this. Again, our condolences, Mark, to you and your family. Your dad, a great man, and we thank you for your phone call this morning.
Could I have a final 10 seconds?
Please do.
If, you know, people don't make statues for guys like Stan Scrabe. He came, he served, he passed, job well done. You know, however, if you were to make a statue for him in his honor, it would be a man standing in a military uniform, symbolizing the leadership to his community and country, but bending down slightly, crouched, you know, to extend a hand, to lift, to mentor. And so that's my visual memory of what Stan gave to his community.
And
thank you.
A great memory. Thank you so much, General. We appreciate your phone call. There you go. Wow, great phone call. And again, calling from Stuttgart, Germany today. Nice way to start off our show. Good morning. You're on the air. Remember when?
Hi, Gary. Roger Pellerin calling.
Roger, some memories of Stanley Scrabo. What do you have for us?
I remember Stanley. He was my first company commander at Company C, 169th Regiment, National Guard in Danielson, 1957. An outstanding person. Looks like he had a wonderful family, and we've lost a really fine person.
Absolutely. Roger, I think many people in the community share your thoughts, and I want to thank you so much for calling us this morning.
You bet, Gary.
Great job. There you go. Roger Pellerin, good morning. You're on the air. Remember when? Hi.
Hi. This is Roger Daigle. I'd like to add a little to General Scrabe's.
I was hoping we'd hear from you today, Roger. Are you calling from Florida?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead. Memories of Stanley Scrabe from Roger Daigle.
Well, my memories of Stan Scrabe started at a football field at Putnam High School. Mm-hmm. And I was just a small guy, but Stan always was also kind of short. And he gave me the...
Someone had to say it. Thank you.
...to continue on the field. Also was instrumental in getting me started my military career. Which spanned, as you know, quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And when I left them after high school for a short time to join the Marine Corps, upon discharge from there, I met up with Stan Scraber. He convinced me to come back to the National Guard, which I rose up to the rank of a Sergeant Major with the Guard, mm-hmm. serving as General Scraber, Colonel Scraber at the time, as his Command Sergeant Major with the 242nd Engineer Battalion. And then I had the opportunity to integrate back on active forces, which he encouraged me to do, and maintained lifetime contact with him, to include going to church on Saturday night with him. And a real great man, and I'm really going to miss him.
Roger, well said. And again, I appreciate your phone call so much today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. There we go. We'd love to hear from you. We have open phone lines at 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. Fellow guardsmen checking in here today, how about students? Any students? How about fellow teachers? Any remembrances at all for Stanley Scrabe? We'd love to hear from you today. Pete, former student.
He was my typing teacher.
Typing teacher.
That's right. I wish I would have paid more attention in that class.
Yeah. Today.
Little did I know, everything is typed now.
Yeah, I know. Stanley knew.
Stanley knew, and I'm
you
still perfecting.
You kids today, you don't listen.
I'm still perfecting the hunt and peck system.
Good teacher.
Oh, great guy.
Yeah.
Always good. I mean, you knew where you were with him every second of the class.
Got to give it to you straight.
And don't forget, he's on our Remember When site.
I know.
The Flood of 55.
We
got
to mention that, too. Yeah. You got to listen to that, because it's one of my favorite moments, seriously, on Remember When.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Stan Ozog.
Stanley, a pleasure to hear from you. Another legend in northeastern Connecticut. Your memories of Stanley Scrabe.
Well, it's a hard phone call to make.
Yep.
I served with him in the Connecticut National Guard. He was a great leader. He always took care of everyone. I don't care whether it was a private or a colonel. He still listened and acted. I worked with him in the Brooklyn School for, he was there 10 or 11 years. And again, he took care of everyone. It didn't matter where you lived, how much you made, or what street you lived on, or what your name was. He took care of every kid in his class.
Mm-hmm.
And as a police commissioner when I was mayor, he kept me kind of straight, actually. You know, sometimes we'd have to have a little break once in a while and head to my office and kind of talk things over, and maybe he would steer me in the right direction. Yeah. But anyway, you don't have many friends in life. He was one of my greatest friends, and I won't forget it.
That's great. Stanley, I want to thank you so much for the phone call. Our condolences to you on the loss of your friend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Stanley Ozog checking in here today on A Remember When. We'd love to hear from you at 928-1350, 1-800-246-WNY. Get in right now. We have some open phone lines. Students, teachers, how do you remember Stanley Ozog? Jeff, you're telling me your mom, teacher, retired teacher, and also an excellent teacher in the public school system.
Thank you.
What are her thoughts? She sent you an email.
Yep, he was her class advisor. She said they work very closely with him, and as they got older, they would spend time at their house. And also, I mean, the whole family. My mother was very close with obviously Sue, who was also a teacher in Putnam with her. And like everybody say, I really didn't know him closely, but I guess a great leader.
Yeah.
And a really, really nice man, and he's going to be missed in the community.
I'm taken by the diversity of the man. Sue was kind enough to send me a little bit of background earlier this week. He was born in 1933, July 6th in Putnam, a graduate of Putnam High School. He graduated from Bryant College. He worked as a business teacher and assistant football coach in the Putnam school system from 1956 to 1968. He became the first business manager 1960 to 1974. He ended his work in education in 1988 as a career education coordinator. He also served, obviously, with the Connecticut Army National Guard for 37 years. 37 years in the Guard, retiring as a brigadier general. He was very instrumental in the rescue operations during the flood of 1955. He was also a police commissioner. Stanley Ozog had great memories just now for the town of Putnam for many years. And he was the guest speaker, if you recall, for the Memorial Day celebration for Putnam in 2010. Sarah Hamby was kind enough to post one of her photos on our wall, on our Facebook page, just a couple of days ago. And Sarah, thank you for sharing that. You mentioned Remember When, and when we celebrated Putnam's sesquicentennial, which is also the 50th anniversary of the flood of 55, we had kind of a special flood show. By the way, that's in our listening Remember When. If you go to our website, look for the Remember When tab and click on Remember When, and couple of clips you can watch, and one of them is the actual Remember When show commemorating the flood of 55, and we had Stanley in our studio.
That's right. Did a great and job.
One of my favorite moments, we had an actual news clip from the day, from back in 1955, for some big news announcer from somewhere, CBS or something, and an audio cut, and the cut was Stanley's mother. It was Stanley's mother, but we didn't tell Stanley that. So we said, here's a clip from the news, see if you can identify this voice. So Stanley's sitting here, and he's got his headphones on. We're all in the studio, and he just lights up. He lights up, and then his eyes fill up. His eyes kind of filled up, some tears, and he just said, "That's Mom. That's Mom." And he really, it was just a great moment, and he got a big kick out of that, hearing his mom's voice from back at the flood of 55. And then, of course, Stanley shared some of his memories of the cleanup of the flood and how instrumental, again, he was in that effort here after the devastation of the flood of 1955. So, again, just a great guy, a great man, and an excellent family, just a beautiful family. You know, Sue Johnston, you know, talk about legendary educators.
Right. Yep.
Seriously, she's a great person. Sean Scraba, everyone knows Sean Scraba, great businessman. Chris Scraba is that?
Chris Scraba is an officer in the National Guard. No, a Coast Guard.
Yep.
A Coast Guard officer as well. So obviously a military, big influence for the Scraba family. 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. Got time for maybe one call if you want to squeeze in this morning for any remembrances of Stanley Scraba. I asked Sue about the arrangements, and she did say that they will have a service in Florida. I guess his split residences here at Lake Alexander.
Yeah.
And then where? Stuart, Florida.
Stuart, Florida.
Okay. So there's services in Florida. And then a memorial service, Peter?
At the end of June.
End of June. So we'll keep you posted on that. Back to the phones. Remember When? Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Hi, who's this?
This is Liz Thompson.
Liz, nice to hear from you. Another legendary educator, and we respect you so much for that, Liz. And you know, your remembrances of Stanley.
Well, you know, this is from a totally different aspect. He was my typing teacher.
Hey, you and Pete Regas also.
He was my typing teacher, and...
But you paid attention, unlike Pete, right?
I turned out to be a really great typist. My mom
thought... I probably had to go change a transmission that night.
My mom always thought it was very important that everyone should learn how to type. You could always get a job at that time if you had that skill. So the thing that was so enjoyable, this man insisted that we have good posture. Do you remember that, Pete?
Yes, I remember.
Really?
Sit up straight, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You had to have good posture. And it just amazed me because every time I sit at a keyboard, my posture is so erect.
Come on. You hear his voice still.
It's the habit.
Wow.
Now, he was an excellent teacher. He was excellent.
Yeah.
And always had a kind of a little wry smile on his face, almost as if he knows something that I don't know what he knows.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
The children were very respectful of him, and he was equally as respectful of the students. He was a great teacher. Also, I know probably his family is listening, but our families go so far back because his mom and dad were Polish. They owned a little mom-and-pop store.
Right.
And my grandmother, you know, they would go in, and my grandmother and my mother would speak Polish to them, and it was just a connection. And his wife, Joan, oh, my gosh, she grew up next door to my dad on Chapman Street, so we knew that set of grandparents.
That's the Trudeau's,
well.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. A lot of connections there with the family.
That's a beautiful story, Liz. Thank you for sharing your memories this morning. I appreciate your phone call.
We loved that man. Right. Yeah.
Great job.
Thanks, Liz.
All right. I think we have time for one more. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Sue Johnston calling.
Oh, Sue, I'm so glad you got in. We got to wrap it up here, but I'm so glad to get you in, and you get to have the final word. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think the best thing about Dad was just the way he brought up the six of us, and we were always told various different things about when I say jump, you say how high. Yes, Dad. or he'd say a long pencil is better than
a short
memory.
But one of the best things, written down right here.
But one of the best things was he would always his whole thing was don't panic, adjust. So as time went on, you know, I'd call him up and I said, Dad, you're not going to believe what they're making us do now in the classroom. And then we'd start talking about IEPs and PMS and this and that. So he came up with DPA. So my sister-in-law was stranded in the airport a couple of months ago, and she says, well, I'm just listening to Stan, DPA. Don't panic, adjust. And I think that's going to be one of the things that the five of us are just always going to remember, as Dad always telling us, don't panic, adjust.
I'm writing that down myself. D-P-A.
D-P-A.
Don't panic, adjust. Words of wisdom from Stanley Scraba. Sue, our condolences to you and your family for your loss. And we got it right. The services are in Stuart, Florida, correct?
Yes, on Monday we're having a memorial service at St. Christopher's Church. And then Friday, June 28th, will be the memorial service in Putnam.
Okay, Sue, thank you.
To get all the military brothers in one place is kind of hard at this point.
All right, and we will share that as we get closer to that event.
Okay.
Sue, thank you very much for
the phone call.
Thanks, Sue.
It's Remember When on WINY, brought to you by Dick Loomis and the gang at Loomis Real Estate, 25 Providence Street, Putnam. Call 928-7991.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank you for the phone calls. And news is next. A little late, but next.
Number one for news and information.